Good morning and welcome. The Wednesday edition of Down the Brass that starts right here, right now. So, your Wednesday morning moderator, Mr. Sanka Price, is supposed to be here, but due to a little mix-up with the timetabling, I am here. And let me start by saying a big blessed birthday to my brilliant and beautiful wife. And with the mix-up in timetables, the plans have changed. So I'd like to thank her for lifting my quarantine and giving me a pass to come and spend the morning and part of the afternoon with you. With that said, I also would like to raise a number of topics that would have been raised with me during the week. And I had told persons I am not on for another week or so. But as fate would have it, I've been thrust into the chair this morning, and hence I can raise a number of those issues that would have been raised with me over the last few days up to a week. Up to this morning, I had a friend of mine, and he's concerned about what's happening at the QEH in terms of the frontline staff and the division within the QEH. And some other friends of mine who are wondering and are kind of concerned about some of the decisions that are being made. And all of them would like to have my take on it. And for me, I start on this premise, and I start by asking this question. Are you part of the solution? And if not, and therefore, and hence, you are ... you fill in. No, if you're upset right about now, you got to ask yourself another question. Now, there have been lots of people who said to me, man, these are things y'all need to talk about. Y'all need to come and talk about this and get, I expect better, y'all. Some of y'all moderate. Man, y'all going politic. And they're like, really? Do you understand that this is a national fight, a regional fight, and a global fight? And if you really want to hear how I feel about certain decisions, tune in after the crisis. Now, for me, I believe in all things, let there be moderation. And that moderation has got to be, I believe that every citizen, and listen to this part carefully, because some people don't tune out already, called it upset, right? I believe that every citizen in Barbados is entitled to some constructive criticism being put out there, because we've already seen what that have done to improve certain situations. So I believe that this is the time for constructive criticism to help the country get out of this as best as possible. I believe that the tearing down and the opposition for opposition's sake, and I'm not talking about party political opposition, I'm talking opposition for opposition's sake, it doesn't help anyone. It doesn't help you. Because true loyal and patriotic Barbadians will know and see through that. And it doesn't help the other side, because they get all confused in a time where their focus should be elsewhere. So I believe that constructive criticism should be directed, and there should be a channel to direct it to, so it's not wildly put out there, so that we can improve as we make these steps day by day. Because as they say, there's no playbook for this. This is a first. I'm not saying you ease off and let people do foolishness and put people's lives in jeopardy. But one thing I would like every Barbadian to do is to chronicle these times. And for multiple reasons. One, a lot of people are talking about 1918. But where's our history to read on that? And I believe that our children and grandchildren should be able to read about the decisions made, our feelings, anxiety, fear, hope in time to come. And I believe at a more official level, the Chronicle can help to develop that playbook in what to do and what not to do. As the acting Prime Minister, Sandhya Bradshaw, said, there's no perfect way. Anywhere you go, any decision you make could be criticized by some. Some would be disadvantaged. Some would not be. I believe that there are, at the same time, good and bad decisions. But there's no perfect way to do this. I got calls already about what's happening at post offices across Barbados this morning. So what do you do? And I believe that we can spend a lot of time offering some constructive criticism to help the situation. And if we want to tear off the coat off of whoever when the end of this session done, I think that it should be done when the session done. And not during the session. Because if you tear off their coat, who will lead us to the other side? I am Corey Lane. This is Down to Brass Stats. The number to call, 434-1790. And you know that because the boards are full. But the WhatsApp number where you can send your short readable WhatsApp is 266-IVOB. And that represents 266-4862. So, good morning and welcome to the first caller. You are on the air.
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
Alicia speaking. You know me. I know you. Every.
Oh, yes, you please. Know. Hi, hi, hi. Morning, morning. Long time, long time.
You know me. I know you. Corey, I'm a mother of eight. Sorry, seven. Oh, Jesus, where are you getting this eight from? I'm a mother of seven.
I'm speaking it into being, man. Go on.
I'm a mother of seven. Mm-hmm. I am 38 years old. I'm renting, but that's not what I'm calling you for. I called this forum on Monday, and I spoke to Mr. Ellis. I am asthmatic. I am hypertensive, and recently diagnosed with diabetes. Mm. I went to the doctor on the 24-hour clinic on Saturday because it wasn't feeling well. My blood sugar was skyrocketing. They sent me to the accident and emergency quarry. I went cross at the accident and emergency, and they say that they are not accepting anybody. Corey, my blood sugar is still high. I still ain't seeing. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
I be doing things and stuff like that, and this thing got me so down. I have lost so much weight within the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see a doctor.
Okay. So I believe we need to deal with this at multiple levels. So step one is I'm going to make a call out for the CEO, the executive chair of the hospital, Ms. Juliet Baino, Ms. Sutherland, to either give us a call or send a message. And I know it's a busy time for everybody, but it's not just about Alicia Savory this morning. It's about the many persons who are uncertain about how they get admit and seek regular medical attention in the face of this pandemic, because they understand they made some changes at accident and emergency. So how does the average Barbadian go on and seek that usual medical care? So that is really step one. We need to hear from the hospital what are the best ways to access your care. That is step one. Step two is that we need to make sure that, are you part of the Barbados Vulnerable Family Survival Program?
I don't even know.
Okay. No, like more likely if you do not know, if you're on you're on any receiving any state support, welfare, anything like that?
Welfare.
Good.
Welfare.
So that means you're taken care of from that aim. And the other thing is in terms of your mental and emotional state, I believe that you should be offered some assistance to be able to help you in this time, because you have the usual anxiety and pain and suffering. Coupled on top of all that is going on, it is important that we keep a check on our mental and emotional state. So I believe I have your numbers, but just in case, please stay on the line and speak to the producer when this call is over. And we're going to organize to make sure that the two and three are taken care of. But what I would need you to do is to stay tuned and listen, so that when we hear from the QEH officially, all of those who've been calling me, I don't have the answers. I could call for them. But those who do have the answers, I'm calling on them to reach out to answer your question.
But 4 days, how much days? This is 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
4 days. If I eat, sugar level going up. If I mm-hmm. don't eat, sugar level still going up.
Mm-hmm. No, you see, it's 4 days, and 4 days are unacceptable. We can't go back in time and deal with the 4 days, but we could deal with two now. And that's why I asked you to leave your number, because you can get an answer directly. But I also want, there are other Alicia Savories out there, Alicia. There are other persons out there who are wondering, how do we access the usual day-to-day care in this country? So they have to come forward, and they need to explain that. To ease the anxiety, yes, but more importantly, to get you into care immediately.
Correct. If I can't get to them, can they come to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that I could come up with. If I can't get to them, because right now I'm feeling weak and desolate,
well,
they could come to me.
So you see, brass acts can't be 511, but we can put out a 511 to the people in the know. There are people out there who are requiring care and not getting any care. And obviously, my producer, anybody calling with information on this EQEH, please bump them to the front of the line. We need to hear from them immediately. I will try to put out my own feelers on my personal device at the same time. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, man. Okay? Thank you. 12 minutes after 10, the 8th day of April 2020. Brass Stats, good morning.
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, morning, sir.
Glenn Murray.
Yes, sir.
I see you walked more into the beach there, friend.
Yes, please.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you are saying that you've been thrusted, and I'm not sure if you're acting moderator or...
Yeah, I like that boy acting these days anyway, so I am acting moderator. I like that, Glenn. Always creative.
As a matter of levy, just to go into a more substantive point, that these are mm-hmm. question of governance. I'm not creating about government today, I'm talking about governance.
Governance, correct.
And it has, government role is what an institution that you elected does, mm-hmm. governance is the quality, how they do it, the manner, etc.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The matter of delivery of such goods and services that were. Something has happened which, in the midst of all that's happening, people's anxiety about food and survival and COVID, etc., might have slipped by. Mm-hmm. But it has to do with what I just mentioned, the question of an acting prime minister while there is a substantive prime minister either in the country or incapacitated. Now, the Constitution, as far as I remember, provides the only two posts the Constitution mentioned are Prime Minister and Attorney General.
That's correct. Right?
All are designed by the judgment and the vision of the whoever is Prime Minister at the time. But the law provides for an acting Prime Minister when the Prime Minister of the country or indisposed, can't function for whatever reason. Now, when Ms. Bradshaw was appointed acting, and not to act, I understood that in the context of the Prime Minister having to undergo surgery. But after Ms. Bradshaw had her conference on Wednesday night, and then I think the Prime Minister spoke on Friday or Saturday, I'm a little hazy what the day is because of the curfew. When the Prime Minister spoke and, gave people an update on her condition, etc., and said she would talk Barbie this through, it struck me as odd because I don't think. In my mind, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a constitutional expert, but all my experience tells me that you can't have a sub. I was at that time Ms. Bradshaw had reverted to her regular status as minister, or whether she was still continuing acting prime minister. Now I see she had a statement to the nation again yesterday as acting prime minister. So as far as I know, the substantive prime minister is in the country.
The prime minister is on leave, Glenn.
The substantive
is on leave. That's my understanding. So I am a bit lost, but I'm sure you would clarify.
You're a bit lost?
Yes. Explain to me your main concern or point.
My main concern is it's a legal, it might not be immediately clear to you, but it's a legal point.
Mm-hmm.
And just for betterment of government in future. Mm-hmm. And in other words, if there's something odd, I won't want to become part of the entrenched behavior or system of government in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I really am seeking clarification. What happens in this case? How the Prime Minister is on leave and Ms. Bradshaw but the Prime Minister has the right to intervene, I say, as Prime Minister anytime, even though he's an acting Prime Minister. I'm trying to get those things sorted in my mind. Those who know the Constitution can help me pass this, because I'm a little puzzled about it.
For me, these are uncharted waters, and as such, there are things that are happening that we aren't accustomed to. In relation to the legal part of it, especially these deep constitutional matters, we often refer to those constitutional scholars to be able to give us guidance on those things.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'd like anybody who can explain the situation to make sure that nothing it's happening, it should not have happened. I understand what is being done. I support what is being done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just creating whether it is being done exactly as the tradition, the practice, the law, that out there. That is all simple.
Again, tradition is a funny thing to depend on in these times. That's what he was saying. But it doesn't take away from your point that we could get some kind of a legal pronouncement on it for our own edification.
Right, okay.
On the point of clarification.
Yeah. The other thing, it also raised to my mind the question of, in the case of Boris Johnson,
mm-hmm.
No, there's no, just like in Britain, there's no formal line of succession in government as in the United States. You have the president, the vice president, the speaker, the house. I think the chief just down the line. There's a clear formal line of the succession. In our system, there's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In Boris Johnson's case, he had Dominic is substituting for the prime minister.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that you do not have a substitute for the prime minister while Boris Johnson is still prime minister.
Mm-hmm. Now, I get the point you're making. I won't belabor it. I think that we need to get the scholars' opinion on that.
Oh, the question also means, I'm saying that in the past, from the time of Grady Adams was premier, Gordon Cummins was deputy premier. Right? Mr. Barr was premier, and he had Mr. Crawford was the deputy. My middle hits. And then when Mr. Barr became prime minister, Mr. Crawford was for a while deputy prime minister. And then Mr. Barr had Mr. Sandiford. Remember, he famously intoned, "It's me, Sandy, Philip, and after any number can play."
Yeah, I remember
okay.
hearing that. Yeah.
In the case of Prime Minister Adams, he had Mr. St. John as a deputy. When Mr. Adams died suddenly, Mr. St. John did not appoint Warren because he said he should go to the country and get his own mandate in 86, which he didn't, and he lost.
That's another point I was thinking about recently. I realized right across the region, we don't hear about this thing, deputy prime minister anymore.
In Barbara's case, up until Mr. Thompson, we had a named deputy, which was Mr. Short. Mr. Short did not appoint a deputy. For whatever reason, there's been a lot of speculation on that. I know, and I see, you know, in the case of Barbara, there's no appointed deputy. I mean, even Boris Johnson in his night with a 90-seat majority did not appoint a deputy. Oh, I've not done one yet. In the Caribbean, there's some who have not. I'm not even.
But you're a man steeped in sociology and history. Do you believe it's anything to do with Brutus and Caesar and the fact that they shot the sheriff but not the deputy?
I mean, let me tell you, the literature that has fallen and from my readings and reasoning and analysis of it. Mm-hmm. There have been various theories put forward. One is that sometimes the person is not clear. In the case of Bernard St. John, I think it was not clear yet who should have been, given that he was going to be in for only for a short time, given that election was coming up. So they didn't want to start the country with a deputy. But the thing about a deputy before you go a deputy allows for certainty and knowing that if something happens, you know who is going to take care of business, etc. So it gives stability and certainty. But some people think that it's not appointed because it might cause jealousy in the ranks
mm-hmm.
of mm-hmm. the priority thing. Some people are not clear, and some people say they do not give a chance for anybody to develop their own base.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you said Brutus looking right. over your shoulder.
Correct, the looking over your shoulder phenomenon.
Intrigue.
Yeah.
The political intrigue.
But the thing is, that's something that is right across the region. I believe it will make for good political study to see where we are going with that. The producer is calling for break. It's 20 minutes after 10. Glenn, I want to thank you very much for raising your contribution and good to hear from you. Keep safe out there and let's continue to fight the virus. Down to brass tacks. We were in contact just now with the clinical director emergency services. I don't know if we have her back on the line. Not as yet. So if she comes through, anyone that's on the line, please give way. And I want to thank the QEH for responding so quickly to our request. Someone here is asking about the passes and the timeline for the passes. I understand there's an influx of requests, and therefore that's what's causing the backlog. Now, this idea of passes from the get-go was really, really troublesome. I don't think they've been able to work that out as yet. There's some people here recommending for the 38-year-old caller some self-care, exercise in these times, because they say that is going to be really, really necessary. But we're also going to be on standby to hear from the clinical director for emergency services. I believe we have her back on the line. I want to say good morning and welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Can you give me your name and title, please?
This is Dr. Shaney Williams. I'm one of the consultants in the emergency department.
Yes, please. Now, you would have heard the concern on the radio, or someone would have relayed it to you?
It was relayed.
Mm-hmm. So what's your understanding and what's your response?
My response is that the ATSI Emergency Department is still a 24-hour operation for the people of Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who presents to the Emergency Department is seen and assessed. We have a robust triage system available 24 hours a day, and if you are an emergency, you are seen in our department. Mild cases, we do refer to the 24-hour polyclinic.
Mm-hmm. And, which is to Winston Scott?
Winston Scott Polyclinic nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And we also are still, as part of the national plan, encouraging persons with mild respiratory complaints to call the hotline so that they can be advised about where they should go and seek and access care.
Okay, there would have been some changes made to ask the emergency. Some persons told me, I didn't see this for myself, so you're the better person to refer this to. What are some of the major changes that have been made that Barbadians coming to the QEH are thinking about getting care or whatever may need to know at this time?
Well, as you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic, mm-hmm. and we were caught to respond in the middle of the pandemic while the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and the Acton Emergency Department in particular was in the starting of a construction phase.
Mm.
So you would have known that we had significant hoarding being placed, as well as traffic diversions. So persons accessing the emergency department, the original exit is now an entry and an exit for vehicles to access the emergency department, because that was enforced before we stood up to respond to the pandemic. Because persons with significant respiratory distress still present to the emergency department, whether they're at risk for COVID or not, people have heart failure, asthmatics, and severe respiratory distress, and other reasons for you to have respiratory distress, the QEH took a decision to make sure that we separate them from the rest of our A&E population,
mm-hmm.
so that in the event that on further questioning they're at risk for having probably exposed to COVID, the staff and other patients are protected. So what that meant was that we divided the emergency department into two levels. So we, as you would know, we normally would move up to the antenatal clinic if we are doing any renovations. So the main ATSI emergency department is on the ground floor of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And we have rooms identified for those persons who what we would call an extremist with life-threatening breathing difficulties that we can see and assess and manage in an isolated area until we know their status. Once we know their status, they are immediately located to one of the isolation centers across the country. If you're an extremist, you will go to the Enmore campus. And if you're moderate, you will go to Black Mangollup. So once the status is known, if you're positive for COVID, you're transferred out of the hospital.
Okay, what has it been like managing in this pandemic? How has the QEH been responding?
Well, we have plans in place from beforehand. I mean, there's no real playbook for this because we're all learning from our international colleagues, and we have infection control on the ground who would have been doing mitigation from before, you know, training and education about our infection control practices for the hospital. But now that we have COVID on our doorstep, we have to continually evolve and respond to the challenges that may present ourselves. Our staff are quite dedicated, and we appreciate them all. And the support staff in particular have gone above and beyond, as well as obviously the clinical care, because we have to extend our staff to the other campuses at this time.
Mm.
And we're now effectively running two emergency departments with staff on the ground floor and in the main original A&E plant. So we are going above and beyond so that we can meet the needs of the population.
Okay. So, like most of Barbados, I want to continue to extend heartfelt gratitude to you and all the rest of the frontline staff, medical staff, working in this time of the pandemic. And I just want you all to stay strong, to stay safe as we stay home.
Thank you very much, Corey.
Yes, and thank you for responding at short notice. I'm sure that you all will continue to monitor the program. And if we have any more urgent requests of you, you can make yourself available.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Do enjoy the rest of your day. Let me let you all get back to your busy schedule. as we get back to ours. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
10:30 in Barbados. You're listening to Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Corey.
Hey, morning.
How are you, sir?
I don't even know. What does it matter? How are you?
Well, first, I want to, wish you a wonderful day, sir. I know that you are really tight with your schedules and that sort of thing, sir. But before that lady came on just now, I wanted to speak about that because there are people who would be sick, who would have other problems other than the COVID. So I wanted to know how they will be treated. And behold, that lady came on and spoke. I think she was the first caller.
The lady that asked about the care, she was the caller number one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Corey, mm-hmm. It might sound strange, but there are about 11 Barbados here, you know.
One per parish?
Yes.
Okay, tell me.
If you don't know some, you have to know somebody. And I don't believe that it should be that way. You should be able to walk in because you see taxes that people pay. You know, they don't pick and choose from the body. You know, everybody's got to pay.
Correct. Especially the direct taxes.
It hurts me to see how people get treated.
You mean period or at the hospital? You're talking about right across the board or the hospital
itself? I'm talking about right across the board.
Well, let me tell you, I agree with you. I've experienced it. I've observed it on both sides. And I can tell you, you're absolutely correct. It's not that you will not get help. It's that you will probably get help at the second coming. So it takes really long. But yes. If you do know someone, you can actually get serious fast track.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Look, I can tell you, I get help. I know people. I get help. But, you know, I don't take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. I always say, help the person that don't know somebody. Mm-hmm. Help the person that don't know. If you don't know somebody here, Corey, the crap will smoke your pipe.
I think post this pandemic is something that we can look at and something we'll continue to fight for and systemic change. I always used to suspect why does Barbados operate in the way it does in terms of sometimes the sloth, the methods, the bureaucratic process, and the time it is other places, but I think like to focus on home, right?
Yeah,
and I used to suspect and observe that it was located in a particular place, and it would often criticize certain places. While a lot of people spend their time criticizing politicians, right? One of the things I've observed in my 30 years is that politicians come and they go. But the system remained the same way. So I pointed out to middle management and senior public servants, of course, to the ire of them. But my suspicions have really been confirmed now that I've been able to work closer with the system, and it is now no longer a suspicion of mine. And I think going beyond COVID, one of the things we really need to look at is to understand how we can make those improvements. The purpose of it is not to get at anybody or, you know, Corey, try to be vindictive. It is how does Barbados call for better?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things, and COVID taught us, and I knew this from before, because when you have royalty visiting, you had the American head of state, these different people visiting, you see Barbados work in a very different way. You see things happen that took 3 years, happening in 3 minutes. So you understand we have the capacity to do it. Now with COVID, things that were taught about for 20 years, edutech, doing things remotely, working from home, 24 hours, all these things all of a sudden can be done overnight, which tells us in no uncertain terms, they could have been done before, but why not? And I know why not.
Yeah.
Corey, I don't know it all, but I know why not.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
You see that online shopping?
Mm.
I'm against that. I tell you.
Why?
I saw the list of some of the things. I don't need them.
You mean the packages, the food baskets?
Yes, I don't need them.
Right, I that one's a
fine. I prefer.
It's about survival, though. That's what I understand.
You know something? If you can't admit to people that you went wrong, and you might be responsible for it, you know it is sad.
But what about if you don't think so?
I want to say this: the government is who responsible for those big long lines in the supermarket. You tell me one thing today, and the next day you change it. If Barbadians and dumb people, they could understand. And if you come and you sit down like a layman, say, well, look, this is the case. This is what going to happen. People could understand you. You got to get down to ground level at times with people. Mm. Don't sit down in the armchair.
The different communication styles, right? And from listening to the different press conferences, I did hear a bit of admission of doing it not the correct way the first time, because they say, yeah, we had to try different things. And the mere fact that you're trying something different is admission that the first, but don't expect a politician to not politic. So you feel like you can come out and lay prostate and say, well, I do everything wrong, I do it wrong, sorry, forgive me. No.
You know what amused me?
Mm-hmm.
You got a bunch of people in there and none of them can object to what you're doing. You don't hear none of them say, well, I ain't like what this body doing. You should, that's why I tell people and say, well, I do not like this. This is not good. You don't hear none of them keeping a noise. Not one of them. This is where I would follow with them.
Usually when people are comfortable, they don't say, oh, or I.
Pardon me?
Normally when people are comfortable, they don't say, oh, or I. You know?
They don't say nothing at all. And you will come back to these people now in another 3 years and believe you could sit down on the step and there's a part of you and you're a part of me. Dismiss them.
The issue there is that you're probably dismissing six or one for half dozen or the other.
Half dozen of
these. That's the issue. So we need to get a whole other sort of thing going. But anyhow, let us move on. I want to thank you for your contribution. And we can take some more calls. Brastats, good morning. You're on the air. Good morning and welcome to the program. Oh, you're not ready yet. Good morning and welcome to the program. You're on the air. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Anybody there?
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
As I said, I don't know. I can figure it out before 2 o'clock.
Anyhow, I'm glad to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Listen, Corey, I'm a retired government worker, right? Mm-hmm. And my pension goes through the credit union. I hear all the advertisements on the TV about the NIS pension in the world. People could go at the post office and get the pension change.
Mm.
Corey, my pension is gone through the credit union. How could I get, how I can get my pension to buy anything that I want?
Say that again.
I'm not talking about that.
No, explain that. I'm not understanding. Explain what's the issue.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Right, what is the issue?
My issue is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I hearing that the old people could go out at the post office and get their pension change.
Correct.
But my pension as a government worker is going through the credit union.
Right.
And I ain't hearing nobody saying, but when the credit union going to open for you to get my pension,
so,
to buy things.
So as a government worker, it is a direct debit to the credit union?
Yeah, it's direct to the credit union.
And you have an ATM card?
I don't have any card. So I would like to know when the government going to let the credit union open up for you to get my pension. Are you here to talking about the old people who can go at the post office?
I can't go at the post office,
call my money at credit union.
Right, I understand. No, the post office is to cash the check. But if you don't have a check, you won't go at the post office.
I don't have no check.
Right, so your money is already on your account. And the way to access it is an ATM card, but you don't have an ATM card.
I don't have none.
Can I ask why?
Well, I didn't get no thoughts at the time.
You see, I listened to my colleague Peter here try to explain. It was pains to point out that in this world of technology, etc., the ATM card is the way to go. I cannot understand how people would prefer to go in a long line, you know. As he said, it's cultural and people accustomed to the whole little bike book game update and so on. But I believe that we should have moved to this stage. And I do understand the anxiety has changed. Humans and change have never got along too well in the past and in the present and probably in the future. But I think that's something we could consider. But we need to figure out how to solve the matter right now. So I guess the authorities listening now must understand that there are some anomalies and some little special cases here and there. And as we're managing this pandemic, is really about juggling and having a number of balls in the air.
Right.
So the question to the authorities are, what about those people who have a credit union account but have no ATM? Can the credit unions be open to accommodate them? Full stop.
And the next thing, Corey,
mm-hmm.
the same way that you can allow people to go out and line up outside a supermarket to collect the grocery that the people don't pack off. I don't see why you couldn't allow the people go in the same way supermarket and buy what they want. They're still outside the same way supermarket line up.
Mm.
And the thing about it, the things that the people packing up for people, everybody don't buy those things.
But remember, we still be in a crisis, right? So just picture you're wanting zombie movies, right? And it's about survival. You know, in survival, you may not like coconut, but coconut water is all you got to drink. And jelly is all you got to eat. So this is just giving you that the basics. It's about survival. It is not about luxury. It's like if you had a hurricane, you didn't get nothing at all. So in this area, you're getting a basket of goods. You see, thing is, I'm concerned about it too. Because I don't know, all right, why this particular brand and not that particular brand? But that's the conspiracy in the back of my mind, right?
Forget that minute.
We're giving you a basket of basics according to them based on what people is usually pick up. So take that and survive or take nothing. That is kind of like where we are right now. Everywhere in a hurricane, no, sir, be real. If you're in a hurricane and the players bracket, lick up, mash up, like what Maria do the other day, right? It ain't nothing at all. So what we be trying to do is, this is survival time, and we got to wrap our minds around that. The quicker we wrap our minds, that is only for 2 weeks, a month, hopefully, I give this thing a deadline to get from about here. But anyhow, that's another story. The whole idea is for the next couple of days or weeks, this is our survival mode, and that is what we need. So it can't be about what a part. I got my concerns too, but I understand the whole idea of the times that we're in.
I agree. But all I would like is to hear what I listening after I put down is when the credit union going to open so I can get my money to buy what I've got to buy.
On your other point before you go, the difference between shopping and picking up and going is trying to get people out quickly. When you go and you go and pick up this and you're choosing this peanut butter versus that one, it is a lot faster. Come, pick up, go. So you want to avoid lines in the two different scenarios, but what you avoid is the time spent. And some people were in supermarket mingling and talking and thinking, or because don't take that for granted. You may not do that, but the other people that do that. So that's the difference. No, I just want you to understand the difference between
the
two.
I understand the difference, Corey, but at the end of the day, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't eat certain things.
Reality check, sir. We don't like a lot of things. I don't like this COVID thing. But look what happened. I don't like the fact that we have our elderly and others exposed, our immune compromised people exposed. There's nothing to like about this time. But it's one thing we got to do. We got to get through it.
And so, you know, Corey, one of the things I left in you with is find out for me when the credit union will be open so I can get my money to buy things. Otherwise, I don't have anybody. I live alone by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have anybody do anything for me.
One of the things I heard you, they heard you, they're going to respond. And again, I can put a call out to any of the authorities to respond to that. I'm making my own notes here too. But I want to leave you with one thing, and that is 536-HOPE. When you're feeling hopeless or you need that help because you're by yourself, there is 536-HOPE. Okay? Thank you. Don't about stats. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a few things I want to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I don't like about the online shopping is that you might trade in some bad stuff. Like for instance, let's say you buy tomatoes that's on a tray.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously you can't see the bottom of the tray.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get home, you find the bad side of the tomato. You can't.
Why would you go there? Why be negative? Why gotta be deliberate? Why can't be an accident?
Hold on. Well, it's a real coincidence that each time they come to buy a part, you can matter dump on the tray where you can't see it.
That's the part that gets squashed, so it went by faster.
Oh yeah, how can be top and squash?
But all sport aside, right? I'm not taking away from your point. Just hold a minute. I want to make a recommendation and get your take on it. What about if we could record all of the bad things we get, spoilage, things that may be past the best by date, etc. We take some photos and note it down. And then the supermarkets and the powers that be assure us that after the pandemic, we could come and address these things. What would you think about that? Instead of trying to address it now.
I can live with that.
Okay, fair enough. Supermarkets, right. You hear that? Set that up. Because I worry about it too.
I am not against the online shopping per se. Mm-hmm. I just said it's a crisis. Right, but okay. Mm-hmm. If you put pork in my bag,
I'll give it to your neighbor. Right. Give it to your neighbor. Look, Michelle said give it to her.
I am not going to encourage anybody to eat anything that, for me, if it doesn't go for me, I give you. Really crazy, I can pay you bread if I want my money. Or a substitute. Now, the next thing, the post office. And I was wondering if the times to cash the pension checks could be adjusted to an earlier time.
I was told that
people were laying out or people at the post office and sent it to talk. Might not be the time to 6:30. Because imagine those elderly people in that hot sun. It ain't easy.
Listen, I was discussing that with some people earlier this morning. I was listening to my wife and my grandmother-in-law talk, and she said, no, boy, she tap out of that early o'clock. Them lines are too long. And she said, 9 o'clock ain't open yet. And outside hot, she said the shit over ain't about 6 o'clock. you are spot on.
The next thing, too, in fact, they're all old age, but I think that's something. The intention is good, but and I am sure the acting prime minister, she will look into it, on the comedy side and serious side. What month you are?
June. That's why get this thing the deadline, the 29th for May to get out of the world. Get out. You got to get out by June, brother.
You're great. I told you to remind me call some great people. Jennifer Lopez, Chris Tucker.
Great entertainers, my man. Great entertainers. There's a difference. You go long down. Go long down.
Neil Armstrong, Fidel Castro, Sabu Attar Baswala, Bill Clinton, Mother Teresa, Michael Jackson, Usain Bolt, Marcus Garvey.
What about most man?
Yeah, you there, man. Whitney Houston. I'm most mine. More important, my mom.
Whoa.
One of the most giving persons you can ever come across in your life. I'm not saying
that. She really passed it on to you, man. It's the truth. So you're at April Barn?
August.
Man, look, galong, man, galong. You win that one, man. Mr. P, the most man, obvious. Thank you very much. This is the Wednesday edition of Don't the Brass Stats. This one says, Corey, good morning. With the way people are complaining about how things are being put in place, I think we say, let us open up everything back as normal. Let them catch the virus and then the problem solved. Now, you see, I don't want people to go down that line, but I see how these different views come up. It is amazing. Corey, agree with your comments with respect to those callers who did not get an ATM card. Now, those people without an ATM card should obtain one when it is possible to do so. As a Bajan living in Georgia, I am amazed that some of my fellow Bajans continue to think it is business as usual. This pandemic has created a worldwide change in how lives are lived. The normalcy to which people are accustomed cannot be expected. Governments have to make decisions in the best interest of the country and not to benefit the few. In the lyrics of Drayton 2, people, wake up and see what's going on. Brastats, good morning.
Hello and a blessed morning to you, Corey.
And same to you, my dear.
My dear. Yeah, I shall first say glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards all men, which the angels proclaim when Christ was born. To those who may be suffering from, there's a statement and then I'm going to my substantial point, suffering from high blood pressure and, different types of problems. I need to say, God is a close relative of mine. She's on medication and yet the pressure is high. And I think it might be, a doctor can say, a bit of anxiety about the whole thing. So trust in the Lord, pray, read Psalms 34, get your spirit settled, because the medication will help, but you need to find that grace and peace amidst this situation. All right. I think our Prime Minister and our Deputy Prime Minister acting is doing a good job, and our Prime Minister just came and to give us a little word of encouragement, a little pet talk. Mr. Murray was speaking about this, you know, coming on. Well, the lady deputy is still acting, and I don't see that as a problem at all. Our Prime Minister just wanted to give us a little pep up, and I was thankful for that. If people watched the television and they would see what actually happened in Wuhan amidst the crisis, people were locked in, boarded up, and they would deliver some groceries for them, and that was it. And you take what you get and survive. So I don't know why they're complaining. Whatever I get, I would take and survive. Because all last 3 weeks before, I think we were still shopping, so we should not be out of everything. So let's give thanks for that. Finally, this is a learning experience. This is a paradigm shift. This is a way that we can find new ways of living. The world leaders, I think they should take stock of what is happening right now, and because, you know, we depend on them. We have actually, God is not going to allow it, but we have done so much wrong. It's silly because, you know, all of us are sinners. On the earth, that whether or not this virus, want to put out there, in my opinion, whether or not this virus was man-made or whether it came about naturally, I think it's because of humanity doing the things we ought not to. We dig up the earth, we take out the coal. We dig up the earth, we take out the oil. We dig up the earth, we take out the gold, the diamond, everything that is the earth, that makes up the earth, we take out. And we pollute with the same oil, the atmosphere. We pollute in different ways with the chemicals and the food and everything. We pollute everything, and then we expect a perfect world.
True that.
And they're saying that they're seeking to go to space and live on other planets. So when we don't destroy this wonderful, awesome, beautiful planet that God has created, we are going to go with that same spirit to other planets and do what? And destroy them too. And then what we're going to do, we're going to move on, as I saw in a picture.
Art mimics reality, and reality mimics art. So that's probably what they want to do. One of the good things they say about COVID is that the earth is being able to allow to breathe again. You know, the earth is exhaling and inhaling now at the same time. So
learning process, COVID.
I guess Mother Earth and the earth has its own way of dealing with things. But anyhow,
amen.
Thank you, Sister Lolita. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for giving us a call. On the website, it says, good morning, Corey. Take exception with the gentleman who was blaming the government for the supermarket fiasco. The supermarkets were to remain open during the curfew. It was the people's behavior that created the need for the lockdown. I can't remember him actually blaming the government. I probably missed that, but we remember exactly what that person is saying. This one says, all the excuses we are hearing indicate that quite a few of the population are not ready for a hurricane. And I think that goes without saying, it's true. We're not. We're preparing for going in hurricane season soon. We're not in hurricane season, but whether in hurricane season or not, we ain't ready. Good morning. What is it that Barbadians like to criticize and complain? They should be thanking the Almighty for what they have. Look around to the developed countries. We are in a far better position. My sister in New York, she's at home in bed without medication and using homemade and prayer to survive. She is a nurse. No, they read my friend Ryan. He had reached out to me. He actually has an aunt in New York who is a nurse. She actually contracted COVID. She got better a few days ago and went back out to work. And she's supposed to do an interview with us. So I'm not sure how that's going to work. I'm sure she's pretty busy. But if he could arrange that before the end, it'd be good for some of us to hear the other side, the good news, the brighter side of this whole thing. Last one, and then back to the lines. It says, good morning, Corey. Do people realize that there are places that you can order what you want other than the packages advertised at the particular supermarkets? And that's a point we need to raise. There are the prepackaged things, and then there are places where you can actually order what you want. I understand there's a little bit of a wait time for those. The prepackaged ones are ones you can go instantly for, but you can order specifically where what you want from other places. And I think that that is a good point. I want to thank that person for reminding us about that. Good morning.
How are you?
I am, I don't know. How are you?
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Yes.
Some brickbats and some bouquets today. Actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad. No, let me compliment the government and the health care workers for doing an excellent job. But I have a few concerns in the latter days. Oh, I see what's happening on the ground. I said from day one that I believe Barbados is handling this COVID-19 the best in the world. I sincerely believe it. I sincerely believe it. I had all the plan in place and the carried the plan to.
So you don't see, you haven't seen any errors that we've made? Or just feel we're the best because we made the least errors?
Not with the implementation side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I will get in the end to tell you what my concerns are.
Okay.
But in the implementation,
that will be my question for the ending.
100% for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
People, Barbados were clamoring for a hurricane for so long. A lot of Barbados. You understand when a hurricane comes, some bad hurricane, even like Grand Bahama. Everything is knocked out. You can't come back and holler. Your electricity, everything is knocked out. And you simply just have to survive. Okay? So I don't think they're really ready for the hurricane. They even get a hurricane and the complain. Everybody want exemption.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some people are blaming the government. Them should do X, Y, and Z. There's a thousand ways to doing things. And particularly with the supermarket. I'm saying to you, the first day that the beta had two COVID cases were announced, from that very day until the Friday, they had bumper crowds at the supermarket. So people are blaming the government for the Friday thing. The Friday was just because that it was going to be closing, actually. But every day from the first day, the 16th of when it was, there were bumper crowds and the people would not behave themselves. The people will not behave themselves. That is the problem. So it was forced.
Do you believe in action equal to reaction?
Action equal to reaction.
What
you mean,
right. So in other words, if you shut down the island suddenly, wouldn't you expect bumper crowds?
The
crowds would have increased tremendously.
The island wasn't shut down suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gradual process. Now, The supermarkets were supposed to be open during the curfew, you know.
I'm not talking about country, but the supermarkets weren't shut suddenly.
The supermarket had a forced shutting.
Right.
Because I can remember the cabinet of Barbados met the Thursday.
Right.
And they said, even today, that's when they spoke, they said Thursday, the supermarkets, the lines outside the supermarkets were ramped. But as I said, it wasn't the long lines.
All right, let's compare two things. Because you saw foreshutting. Let's compare a foreshutting with immediate effect and a foreshutting 5 o'clock tomorrow. Would they have two different reactions?
Not if I know Barbados as well.
So you want to go down
Barbados
that line?
As well.
All right,
I
get
tell you, right? Based on how Barbados function, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember last year when they had the lines at BRA?
Mm-hmm.
For
mm-hmm.
land tax
mm-hmm.
and the stickers.
Yes, I remember.
Right, yes. Right. They had a ring round.
I probably need to explain myself properly. Now, we got people rushing, they got things, people uncertain, people going to the supermarket. People are panic buying before and still don't panic buy. So some people step back. Then you see the gradual shutdown, okay? So you had two options as the government. And again, I said that these are things we need to discuss after the fact. But since you bring it up, let's get into some of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the government, you have the decision. You can order shutdown. So you come on now, it's 11 or 3 a.m. And they're ordering supermarkets to shut immediately. Whoever inside, finish up, shut the doors, everybody go home. You have that option. and then you come back, what's happening now? Or you have the option, okay, when they behave with themselves, when I got the fire, I got the martyr shot, we shot in everything. Do right. You expect two different reactions. There's way less mixing in the first option. Now, I ain't putting up my hand to sound intelligent because the only thing would afterwards, hindsight is 20/20, right?
Yes, of course.
So that's why saying that there are things that could have been done differently, but I am not putting no blame anywhere because this is the first for everybody. One of the other advantages that we had was really looking at other countries and what happened, learn from their mistakes, and do things
and
a lot better.
Been their implementation of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But let me just get back to the BRS slightly. Now, the Prime Minister came out and gave an extension. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a lull at the BRA.
Mm-hmm. The BRA is a different thing. That's a cultural thing. You wait to the last minute to do your homework. You wait to the last minute to do your assignment. You wait to the last minute to come pay your tax. That's how we behave. That's it.
What is the same thing with the do with the shopping? So if she had given them, as the government have given them probably 2 more days, the same thing would happen? Mm-hmm. We wait until the very last moment to basically do everything.
I think both of us have made our points. So we can move on to the next so we keep it
right.
Going.
My breakback now is this. I remember on the calling program when you hosted Brass that Sunday, I asked them if the Cubans would be going into quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And obviously they haven't. Because they arrived on the Sunday night, by the next day, they were down St. James at the monument. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they, of course, they're in and about. The government said that anybody coming in from to Barbados would be pressed into a quarantine for 14 days, like the Trinidadians, mm-hmm. for instance. So mm-hmm. I don't think that I appreciate this one at all.
But you heard the reason for it, though.
I didn't care about the reason, though. I don't care about the reason.
But they said the persons everybody were tested and quarantined where they came from, so
no,
there's
no
need to do
no,
it
no.
here.
No. When you're tested, that's like, if you test somebody at your borders for drugs,
mm-hmm.
when they get at the other border, they only test
it. It depends. They do. Some of them do spot testing, depending on where people are coming from. I know
they
for a fact.
Have to be, they should be put in a quarantine, though.
Okay, well.
Now, also, as well, they said they brought along drugs with a drug for the virus with them.
Mm-hmm.
Was this drug, when you introduced, that's what people in the world are looking for, a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have to be sanctioned by the Food and Drug Administration. It has to be tested on animals and then in human beings. Well, I know where they get this drug here that I've been talking about from. How could the government alone to just bring drugs in here? Huh?
But as a citizen, as I say, you're open to your constructive criticism, and you've done that. You've spoken about the quarantine and the drugs, and they've heard you, and they will answer at their next press conference, hopefully, or a reporter will answer on your behalf. Anything else?
Yeah. Now, I am concerned, right? I am concerned with Mr. Commissong's association with the government of Barbados. I believe Barbados will suffer as a result of his association with the government. And I'm here, he's praising the Cubans. I would like to recommend to Mr. Commissong or suggest to Mr. Commissong and those like him, he have a good thing to air to the Cuban government and the Venezuelan government and probably to the Chinese. He could suggest to their governments to please let the people get one man, one vote. He's always praising these countries. And these countries do not observe basic human rights. The same nurses that you see is coming here. I see somewhere here. They're going to get the same salary as the local nurses. This is a reasonable salary. You know this government, these nurses here are not going to get that. The government of Cuba is going to get probably 95% of that. And what he's praising the Cuban government for, Cuban government should allow the people to vote, and the Chinese and the Venezuelans, they do not observe human rights. This is a government, and you see you get some ventilators were seized in America. Barbados battle, watch what they are doing. You better watch what they are doing. You can't be sending signals you don't want to cooperate. Certain countries at your cooperating with ones that who don't observe human rights.
But my observation and on your point of Mr. Commission, I believe that Mr. Commission has been here from time to time, and I would probably open up that discussion between the two of you. But on the point of the ventilators, my observation of international news have indicated to me that all or most of the ventilators, even from Canada and those different places, were seized in the United States. So that is not a thing that we can add some conspiracy to. It is a program that's going on in the States. But anyhow, we're going to move on. I want to thank you for your contribution. It is good. As they like to say, the board is full. So we move on. Brastats, good morning.
Good morning, Kobe.
Hi, good morning.
I've been trying to get through to you for a while, but you're a busy man. Everybody loves you.
Not everybody, but shh, what's the other body? I love it.
Yes, I want to thank you very, very much. I got you. But the COVID-19 stopped the process, but they found my paper, the cause of 1981.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. The thing with the fire and stuff like that. Okay, yeah, no problem. Yeah, the guy told me he made advance progress on getting our situation started out for you. But COVID just came and slammed the brakes on that. Huh? But this too shall pass.
Yes, this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. And with COVID, you know, as someone said, you just have to be sensible and do what the government say and pray.
Well, then may the Lord help us.
Yeah,
pray. And the answer to this is be sensible. May the good Lord help us.
Yeah, because this is not no... This COVID, like, get God, like, I wonder how this come about. You know, everything God knows beforehand. Right? So the only thing we just have to put our trust in the Lord, and it will come to pass. Right? Let me give you a joke before I leave.
Please do. I want one for the top shelf for today, I tell you. I can do it one for the top shelf.
This politician wife, she was speaking to her friend, said, before my husband died, right, he made me promise to bury him with all of his money, right? Mm-hmm. So her friend said, did you keep that promise? She said, yes, I have to do what he said. Remember, he made me promise before he died. So she said, yes, I did what thing I keep that promise, but I gave him a check.
Look, as we were saying, you're getting good here. We cash it there. Here, 11 minutes after 11 o'clock, I am Corey Lay, your moderator, and this is the Wednesday edition of Dr. Brastats.